Yesterday's budget was a blow to those Australians most in need of housing affordability and welfare, as it was announced that no relief would be provided. The Wire's Sarah Martin reports.
Despite strong calls from economists and advocates, the government did not increase Newstart allowance, instead leaning heavily on rhetoric around jobs creation and reduction in welfare dependency. A welcome investment of $550 million in remote Indigenous housing in the Northern Territory will be matched by that government, but otherwise there was no further commitments to alleviate housing pressures and homelessness. Dr. Cassandra Goldie is Chief Executive of the Australian Council of Social Services. She says the budget has let down the most disadvantaged Australians.
Our view is it's shameful that the government has not only said that this is a budget to help people on low incomes, but they've actually done nothing to deal with it at all, or completely ignored all of the consensus about what needs to be done. Youth allowance is woefully inadequate as well. Over a million people are affected by how low those payments are, not a cent. And in fact, the government found some money to continue robo-debt, to keep coming at people who are within the Centrelink system, found enough money to extend nasty measures like merit system into remote communities. Most importantly, what the government's done is found billions to deliver personal income tax cuts, which, as Chris Richardson said last week, we agree, was not the priority for this budget when we know that we do not have the revenue we need for essential services.
It looks like older people have been taken care of. However, is that only old people who have a nest egg and a home behind them?
The pension loan scheme, to benefit from, you've got to have a home in the first place, right? And the pension worker bonus, you know, it's okay, but you've got to have a job. Let's remember that the government policy of still wanting to prevent you from getting to the age pension until you're 70, you're on Newstart. That's what you're living on. That's what you're struggling to survive on. Now, we know there are huge gaps in services for people out there. And I think it'll be very interesting to see what the community says about this budget, whether people see through this and go, no, actually, we'd rather know we've got enough revenue to fund good schools, hospitals, aged care services well into the future. We want to be confident that we're well funded.
We saw some housing investment for Indigenous people in remote areas, but we didn't see any other movement on housing. Again, is this a big concern?
The announcement on remote Indigenous housing for the Northern Territory is absolutely welcome, but it's only the Northern Territory. Let me highlight that. And as you say, there is nothing in this budget on housing affordability. Now, the government did a package last year, but any expert in housing will say you're not going to fix housing affordability with a one budget effort. Last year's budget had nothing for people on low incomes, for renters, that would really help people on the lower incomes in the community. We've got nothing in this federal budget tonight.
Something that's become apparent is the government is leaning on their jobs growth figures to offset concern about welfare reliance, but there are other things that get in the way of people accessing jobs, aren't there?
The reality is we still have over 70% of people who are relying on Newstart who are long-term unemployed. ACOS is one of the organisations that desperately wants to see the supports that people need to help you to find paid work. The reality is that's what everybody out there is trying to do, and it's a really tough labour market for entry-level paid work. For young people, you ask young people what it's like to try and get that break in to the labour market. Now, there's some modest measures in the budget, for example, some wage subsidies for older workers to provide a subsidy to employers. But, you know, we would have liked to see that sort of extended more broadly because, of course, young people are also really struggling here. In our view, we haven't got the comprehensive package we would have liked to have seen on the supports needed to help people into the employment opportunities that are there.
Dr. Cassandra Goldie, Chief Executive, ACOS. Senator Rachel Seward is the Australian Greens spokesperson on Family and Community Services, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Peoples and Mental Health. I asked her what needs to be done.
They need to commit to increasing Newstart. Bottom line, you can't get around that. And we know from the research that's been done that it's at least $75. And that still doesn't take people to where it actually should be. It doesn't even take them up to parity with the pension. But at least it gives it some relief. We also know that pensioners can now work more and earn more before they start getting a cut-off. That's age pensions. They have not extended that to people trying to survive on the disability support pension or to people on Newstart. So they've been double-whacked. They haven't had an increase in terms of their base rate, but they're still kept at the much lower thresholds in terms of when they start losing their Newstart when they're working. And that's particularly hard for single parents. We already know that single parents are doing it really, really tough. From when the Howard government first brought in Welfare to Work, where they were kicked off payment parents single, onto Newstart when their youngest child turned 8. So their income's just been, in real terms, been going down and down. And we also know that single parents are the group of people that actually are out there trying to find work, and yet their other kick in the guts is that threshold hasn't gone up.
And this also leads to the question around lack of any movement on housing affordability or housing relief, because those people, again, have minimal rent assistance, have minimal access to public housing. What's going on there?
We saw some of the latest figures on affordable housing. We know there's basically hardly any, and that is usually on the edge of cities, which then adds cost on transport. And we know that the quality of some of that housing is pretty poor, particularly when you're a family. So that adds to people's uncertainty and vulnerabilities, quite frankly. It's well recognised that people need access to affordable, secure housing. We've actually seen homelessness figures underreporting in effect, because there's a lot of people out there just couch surfing. I know families that are couch surfing. It's appalling. And if you haven't got secure housing, you have to prioritise that. The government wants you to find a job. Well, how can you find a job and look for work when you're looking for housing and making sure your housing is secure and that your children are in safe accommodation as well?
Australian Greens Senator Rachel Seward ending that report by Sarah Martin.